We hear from St. John chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, it's a great promise here. In these words of our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, we hear one of the most comforting promises that the Christian Church is privileged to believe, teach, and confess. It is a promise that has been repeated by faithful pastors for centuries as they give spiritual care to the suffering. It is a promise spoken at the deathbeds of loved ones. It is a promise from the Son of God himself, from God the Father himself, for you. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Who are these to whom Jesus directs these words of comfort? Well, they are defined by Jesus with these words: "My sheep, those who hear my voice." These promises are directed to the sheep of God's pasture, the hearers of God's word. God desires all to hear these promises. They are for all people, finally, but only those who hear the word of God and believe it will see the fulfillment of these promises. And therefore, it is necessary to take seriously Jesus' claim that he is the good shepherd, that he gives his life for the sheep, and that we then follow him, believe him, trust him, know his voice, and run away from the howling of the wolves and the voice of the false shepherds who bring only death. Jesus says that those who are his sheep will never be snatched out of his hand or his Father's hand. That is a great comfort. To be a sheep with Jesus as your shepherd is to be safe, to be eternally safe. No one can take you from that hand. But notice what Jesus does not say. He doesn't say that there won't be attempts to snatch you out of the hand of God. He does not promise a life free from things that work to pry you from your faith in your Savior. What he does is promise that those things finally will fail. Why will they not succeed? Because by faith in the voice of your good shepherd, you've received eternal life through the life of this shepherd, and you will never perish. But the paradox of the Christian life is that our experience will often be at odds with the promises of God. And that's why we keep going to hear the promises of God, to receive them regularly through hearing God's word, by daily contrition and repentance, drowning our sinful old Adam in the waters of our baptism, and receiving the Lord's Supper, the very pasture the shepherd gives his flock. We need these powerful impartations of God's forgiveness and mercy because the enemies arrayed against the good shepherd and his flock appear so powerful and dangerous to us. Consider the Apostle Peter. There he was in a boat with other disciples, and Jesus came walking out on the water toward them. And Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And so Peter has the very word of Jesus to allow him to walk on the water. And he begins walking on the water to meet Jesus. But the wind is strong. Peter experiences the wind. And how does that affect his trust in Jesus' word, the word he'd heard just 1 minute earlier? Well, Jesus' word fades into the background, and so Peter begins to sink until Jesus rescues him. Our experience and our faith in Jesus' promises are always in tension in this life, and so we need to keep going back to that word of our Savior. Again, Jesus promised, "No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." And St. Paul in Romans 8 expands on that very truth. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even though we are those sheep for slaughter, experiencing the cross as we follow Jesus, going through trials, yet we are more than conquerors. Why? Well, because of the love of the shepherd for his sheep. He laid down his life for you. Never forget that. This Lord is the shepherd who gave his life for sheep that love to wander. He became the sheep marked for slaughter. And he who laid down his life for you took that life back again. He rose from the dead the third day as he promised. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus is why we are more than conquerors. This is why no one can snatch you out of your Father's hand. For who is greater than the love of God for you as shown in Christ's death and resurrection? No one. Not any power of the state or nation. Not any power of Satan. Not even death. Our shepherd is the one who is also the resurrection and the life, so that even if and when we do die physically, we will live forever with Jesus, with new bodies, in the place where there is no danger and where there are no tears. Whatever dark moments afflict you, whatever causes you to despair, whatever burdens seem too heavy, remember that through them all has gone your good shepherd, and he is the one who leads you now, even through the valley of the shadow of death, to give you eternal life and the promise that he never leaves you. Keep hearing the voice of your shepherd. He speaks to you because he loves you, laid down his life for you, and stands victorious over death to give you that same victory through faith in him. Amen.